All right, it's recording.
Special meeting of the Marion County Library Board, March 7th, 2026, at 5 p.m. will now come to order.
All are present.
Thank you, sir.
I started this mess.
Our first item on the agenda is interest on the library funds.
Can I talk?
Yes.
Over the last few months, I haven't really paid attention to the monies. And when you give the yearly report, I noticed that we had $8,800 in interest last year, based upon 4%. That is approximately $220,000. We have $1,000,001 in our account. Over $400,000 is operating expenses. There's another $400,000 plus that's in the gray area, or my gray area, or whatever. And I talked to Danielle, and you said that you would make a report on our finances and where that money is sitting, and what I don't know about that money, or you go ahead and tell me what's going on since you're the treasurer, okay?
Okay, so the majority of it is with the county, which means I have no control over it. Investing or otherwise.
Question: can I say why we have an operating line item, okay? Mm-hmm. And we have our money in CDs, right? Mm-hmm. And this other money is just sitting in the county going whoop-de-doo.
Part of the other money is our state aid, and then part of it is our budget for the year. We just haven't spent it all yet.
And any extra is from the millage. And the millage funds that are collected will have to stay in county.
Yes.
Here's
the positive. I did talk to Suzanne. She might can invest it for us, though. But that's not on me. And we can't just tell her, you know, whether or not to invest it or not. But she's been getting some... Well, somebody has recently said she may have done something illegal by investing a little over $1 million of the county's funds that's just sitting there, but she earned the county $200,000 last year.
Well, my question on that is, if it is sitting there, it needs to be of use, and I would recommend whoever is in charge here or to delegate it to look into this. This is $400,000, give or take, which is $16,000 interest, which would pay for our 20-hour person, and, you know.
Without any increase in anything.
Yeah, without us going in the hole any as far as our monetary savings.
So Suzanne was going to meet with the depository board and then let me know. I haven't talked to her, though.
They're meeting, was it next week?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
That's Thursday next Thursday?
I keep getting emails.
I thought it was the 10th.
Were you planning on going to it, or?
Thursday night, no.
Okay. One of us other four should go and raise our concerns, because it is asinine to have $400,000 just sitting there. And why this wasn't addressed somewhere along the line, I have no idea. I would have certainly, you know, looked into it, because if we have monies... And I would like, if we can, when we talk to these people, have that money under our control as far as us investing it the way that we want to. Now, that might be a stretch, but it would not hurt to look into it.
Marion County will hold a depository board meeting at 11 a.m. on Thursday, March 26, 2026, in the courtroom of the court complex building.
March 26.
The meeting will be to verify and review the county's financial status and designate the financial institutions where Marion County funds will be deposited. The board is made up of the Marion County judge, the treasurer, and collector. The public is invited to attend.
As I have also said, that our monies, I would like to see spread out over the four banks, but then again, the interest rates are different. The three banks that we're not involved with, as far as monies, I talked to all three of those. I know people up there on all three banks. And I didn't get a positive. What I was basically saying, if I come in here with $200,000 and you're paying 4.1 and you're paying 4, would you pay 4.1? I did not get a good feeling that they would match it, okay? But it doesn't hurt to ask. One person said that they would look into it.
it's a loaner's market instead of a depositor's market right now.
Right. Well, we can remember that down the road somewhere when it changes, though, also, you know. Not that I'm vindictive or anything like that.
I feel the same way. I mean, I want us to get the maximum we can. But knowing that there are employees at every one of the banks that pay taxes in Marion County and could use the library, I would also like to see something in each one. You know, it doesn't have to be $200,000, but, you know, whatever their minimum, $1,000 or $2,500 CD or whatever.
What is FDIC insurance, $500,000 now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's still $250,000.
But they'll do it on two accounts.
Oh.
Up to $500,000.
It's something to look into down the future, then in the future.
Now, I did find out that Suzanne is doing a sweeps account with First Service, and so what they do is they take the $250,000 and they put it in one bank, and they take another $250,000 and put it in another bank, so that way the county's money isn't all in one bank, but it's all handled by First Service, and she's getting a really good interest rate on it.
Well, so, we just need to find out where this money is, where it's laying, and maybe utilize it to our benefit.
Well,
so it wasn't a dumb question after all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, you just need to talk to Suzanne and maybe show up at that meeting.
Okay.
Because she's really getting a lot of pressure.
I will try, but 11 o'clock on a Thursday is
not good day.
Tough for me, but if I can, I will certainly go.
I don't mind going and talking to Suzanne tomorrow, the next day, or no, not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
But, I could call her and say, hey, Suzanne, you want to talk? No, I mean, next week or something like that. I have no problem with that. And we need to address this.
I think so.
We may be, you know, wasting our time. Okay, I'm through.
Well, and if the county is already investing it somewhere and garnering interest from it, it needs to show up in our account.
Well, she's not getting interest off of that.
Okay.
She's getting interest off of, I believe, the county general fund. Because there's like $3 million in the county general fund, so I think she invested like a little.
If she's investing our money, why aren't we getting it?
We're not.
She's not.
She's not.
Okay.
So, but I did talk to her, and she said it would be possible to like divide up the interest between our two accounts, and then that way each account gets its own interest back and all that good stuff.
I can live with that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, know that we're fixing to spend probably somewhere $40,000 to $50,000 repairing outside of the building. Every penny is gonna help.
Yeah. Oh, and I think I've told Marcus this, and Anita knows, but Lisa and I, we applied for the grant for the ADA accessible door, and we got $20,000 from the American Library Association for that. So we just submitted all the paperwork to accept it, and the judge would not sign off on that. So as the vice chair, I had to, because we own the building. But he approved. I don't know. Anyway, but he's really excited about it, so that's great. But I talked with Karen, and like those monies will go into, they'll go to the treasurer, and we'll get our own account for it, and we'll have our own budget for it and line items.
It's my understanding any grant that the county gets for anything county, it has to go through there. We can't deposit
because
it and disperse it ourselves.
Even, yeah, and it is going to go there, but it's technically it's a very confusing.
It isn't at the same time.
Are we going to have to get quorum court approval to even spend it?
Well,
yeah.
we have to do one of those.
Why can't we put in our account to what we want to?
Resolutions,
appropriation ordinance.
Yeah, maybe. So, an ordinance. Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I have all the instructions from Karen in email, and yeah.
I have a question. So on, let's say it's a $20,000, and we end up saying is $17,000.
Well, no. What you do is you project it at 22.
At 22.
That way you can spend the entire 20,000.
Okay.
You're only allowed to spend 90% of projected revenues. So you project that grant at 22,000 instead of 20,000 so that you can spend the entire grant.
Because if there's anything left over, it either returns or has to be tracked.
I would say at $20,000, we'll be lucky if we don't have to put some more with it to get it done.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that sounds ridiculous for a door,
no,
but it's going to be a lot more involved than just putting in a new door. They're going to have to run wiring. They're going to have to get power.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have to. I mean, it will be a new door, but we did It was either $10,000 or $20,000. Then we got the higher amount. They only gave 10 of those. And then we did a budget for it, and I looked up all the numbers and stuff. So
it looks like real people.
Yeah, and I was going to say, so the size of that door is the size of an ADA accessible door. Yeah. And so that's working in our favor, so we shouldn't have to do anything.
The structure, but it may be. Right, but it'll fit inside of the existing frame.
Yeah, so we won't have to mess with it.
Because one of the things you do have to look at if we're changing it out is all labeling and signage on the door as far as Marion, that'll have to be on there too.
Oh, yeah.
So are we all up to date now on interest and what we're going to do on the library funds and so on and so forth?
Oh, yep. But I said that.
I will go talk to Susan.
I don't know if we can invest those funds.
Get some clarity on this for our next meeting, okay?
Like the American Library Association, and whether or not like they allow us, because some funders allow you to invest
grant funds
and some don't. Yeah.
I just know, according to Dave Wyatt, that it needs to be tracked.
Boy, I mean, getting that stuff.
Dave's going to get confused with all this talking. I mean, I don't mind, but Dave's going to be confused, bless his heart. Or at least I would.
We haven't motioned or anything.
I'll just say inaudible. Yeah. Move on.
Dave is like me. He's confused anyway, so they don't really know.
Yeah, we're all confused.
I do try my best.
Yes, you do. And I commend you for that, because there is no way that I could ever get it straight. Let's move on to the part-time position.
Well, I guess
is my understanding, y'all wanted to go over this and see if there was any changes, any additions, subtractions.
I think
so
we wanted to go over, have the board go over it, so we can get it out as soon as possible, right? Like to the point.
Is this in here someplace?
Underneath that page, right there.
Because if we hire a part-time position, it'll need to be approved by the quorum court, right?
Yes. Question. Okay. This is a part-time library assistant's job duties, which is basically cleaning, is the main reason we were doing this, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, I had suggested on job duties, clean the library. Okay.
Yeah, I moved that to the top.
We had it at the bottom, and we're doing a a cleaning lady, we don't need her listed at the bottom.
On Saturday, since it was listed by the timing, and we did leave it as far as she's going to come in, open the library, and assist. And then,
that's fine.
So that you have it in chronological instead. Yeah.
Yeah, what you
but
did.
At the top of for Monday through Friday, it was listed.
Okay. I also talked to county judge, and he is adamant that we deal with the head librarian before we do anything with the part-time assistant.
Okay.
He made a comment that we need to get a head librarian in here to see what's going on, blah, blah, blah. Now, it'll take months for the head librarian to know what's going on completely, and we need to address this after we get the head librarian, because we know what we want, they know what we want, and we've come up with a solution. And I think we should, the minute we get a head librarian, directly go to this. And
but now that we've got this, if this, the duties here are consistent with everybody's expectations, then we can shelve this and move it as soon as we get a head librarian.
TC and Anita and I met on this little job here, and the librarians basically did 99% of the work on the job duties and stuff, and that is appreciated, okay? Because y'all know more about it than we do, so, you know.
Oh, I know after the last meeting, Mr. Dozier had mentioned getting some of the staff to work some overtime for cleaning, and I heard some, like, positive responses. Is that something y'all still...
I spoke with Gina, and if an employee was to work overtime, they have to have 40 hours of comp time on the books before it would roll into overtime.
Until they could get paid.
So, yes. Okay. And then that would have to stay on the books in order to get it. So, you're going to have 40 hours of comp time. Well, how are, you know, when are we going to be getting comp time? Mm-hmm. That, you know, it's really hard to get 40 hours of comp time. So they would have to work 40 hours of doing the cleaning and get 40 hours of comp time on the books, and then
they'd start getting paid.
Then they'd start getting paid. Probably it was like, is that really fair?
Is anybody who is interested in it have like a ton of comp time already?
No.
I don't think any of y'all do.
No, just a little bit here and there, no.
Because the comp time only accumulates as overtime, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the way it's set up, there's not that much overtime up here.
And they were never allowed to collect it before at all.
I'm not a fan of comp time, period, anyway.
No.
My thoughts are if you work,
should get paid.
You know, yeah. 42 hours, you should get 2 hours at time and a half, and the other 40 at your regular rate.
I agree.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. If we decide to accept this, we need, as I said before, we need to get this in the packet for next month on the quorum court. In the meantime, politic with the judge and the quorum court members, that when this comes on as an ordinance, which I presume it will be, that we have the...
Yeah, because they'll have to change the numbers in comp and... all of that.
All that kind of stuff. So basically, get this in their packet, talk to them, and hopefully everything comes to fruition. Okay. Or we got another method we can...
Well, we're looking right now, if depending on what we get done tonight, and then bring in whoever we decide, if we can decide tonight for interviews, go through that process. We should have it ready to turn over to the judge, I would say by the, what do you think, the end of April?
I would think so.
Great.
Yeah.
I think maybe we should do it before then.
Maybe that's sooner. A lot of it's going to depend on getting people in at a time that we can all meet and do that. Because that was an issue the last round.
Question, as far as hiring the part-time employees, library assistants, why haven't we put things in the Echo? I've never, you know, like when we get a bid for this building, how they put bids in, you know, we're not accepting bids to, mm-hmm. you know, all that kind of stuff. I think we should utilize the Mountain Echo.
I was going to, I was just waiting to find out, you had given the approval to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, did you want to wait for the head librarian?
We have to wait for the head librarian.
So as far as that is done, so going ahead, and if we're looking at, you know, April, to put it in now, and then somebody, you know.
I think maybe we should wait till we get the head librarian completely hired.
Yes, and we need to, before we put it out too, we need to run it by the quorum court and make sure that they're going to.
And I know you guys have spoken with the judge trying to decide if there was a position, or so that's the only reason why, even though I'd gotten the approval to do it, I haven't done it.
Well, Danielle made a comment, or somebody made a comment about, you know, doing the two routes, trying to get bids. We've got one bid. Is there anybody else out there I'll even give
Not
us a
that,
bid?
Well,
that's why you
that,
might.
And when you put it out there, but until the head librarian issue is settled, then... We go in and we.
Are we still going to run the two parallel routes, head cleaning or a part time employee? Are we going to put it in the paper and advertise that we're looking for bids and run the application for part time?
It wouldn't hurt to me to run in parallel, because that way, if one doesn't, I mean, you could easily say, you know what. The situation has changed.
At this time, we're not going to do this. We're going to do that.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You can always.
Okay. I suggest when the time comes to us to do that. So we'll talk about that.
See which one's the most cost effective.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next meeting, since this is whatever.
So what I've got here is we need to vote to approve this as it is, and then take it to the quorum court and let them review it, because we'd like to change numbers and comp and give them a estimated time that we want to try to implement.
One other thing I'd like, again, to thank Anita and the librarians for doing the majority of the work on this right here. But between him and TC, I watched, okay, so.
After I found out that Amanda Williams is licensed and bonded and everything, I'm fine with accepting her bid so she can go ahead and start cleaning.
She's licensed and, I didn't know that.
Yes, she is licensed and bonded under her own name. I did find that out.
Oh, that's new.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
I did find that out. But at the same time, even though we have her bid, do we technically still have to put it out there before?
How did we get that bid?
By word of mouth from Karen and the courthouse.
What was her bid again?
$150 a week.
And now she was estimating for doing a lot more than what we really need.
Needed, yeah.
But maybe she could rework it to where it's just the things we need.
Well, the initial expense of her bid was out of my price range.
Yeah, that it was pretty steep. Yeah. But then it was so many months in or at the beginning. There's a $300 deep clean, but there's a lot.
Where was that at? On
yeah, it was in there.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, still, I'm okay with going with her to have her clean after I found out.
If the price is right, okay.
I'm fine with $150 a week, too, but that's for all she's doing.
That's almost $8,000. I mean, it's $150 times 50, that's $7,500, and I put another $300 onto that, that's $7,800.
So she may come down off of that some, or we can always have her in the meantime before we
have to find it for you. I'll find it.
That's fine. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, it's an option. Okay, I'm available for all options. Okay, I mean,
will we either need to table this or vote to approve it and take it on?
We can vote to approve this. We're doing this one parallel. You know, we're doing this. We're going ahead with this, and we're talking to her to get a different price. We're going ahead with this.
Well, so I'm just talking about the verbiage that we have on this sheet, because we're not going anywhere with it until we have a head librarian.
I motion to table it until we get the head librarian hired. Because we may find somebody to clean until then.
I'll second for discussion purposes.
I think we need to run them both parallel. And if we decide to go this route, if we table this right now, we're back to molasses again, and we're very comfortable with molasses, I think, and they run very, very slowly downhill.
Well, we're not going to put this out until if we approve this as the duties.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to go to the quorum court through them to get an ordinance to change numbers and comp and approve it. Then it's going to have to go through a circle at HR and the county judge and all this and that. So it's not going to be something that's going to happen immediately.
But it's done.
But I'm saying, do we want to just approve this as it is written for when we decide to move forward?
Well, we have a motion and a second.
To table it.
He was just discussing it.
Yeah. I think the other thing is, now that we know that woman is bonded, that's really different to me. And it seems like she could at least fill in a gap until we get a head librarian and they can weigh in on whether or not they think a part-time employee is needed.
And I don't think to hire a service like that, we don't have to go through the county, because that'll be paid for out of our own money.
Other professional services?
I can call her and have her readdress the pricing to pertain to what we...
If she could come in and you...
Has she come
walk her through?
I have walked her through.
I've told her exactly.
So
that's based on her viewing the library.
Right, okay. But I don't know if it was how she came to all the other stuff. But a lot of it was not what we needed. I think it may have been what she usually does.
Right.
My concern was sometimes if somebody, she was saying in that I am willing to do this, because she doesn't want to come in and she's only getting $50.
Yeah,
then to her it's not worth it.
Right.
You were to do, I'll do all this for you if you pay me this price, then it becomes financially feasible for her to do it.
Did she say it wasn't worth it though?
No, she did not say that at all. So I can call her and get some more detailed information on that.
In terms of cleaning, would this be cleaned once a week or twice a week?
Yes, it would be on a Saturday, coming in and doing the floors and mopping and doing dusting and making the rounds throughout the month, cleaning the windows, and you know, with cobwebs and the front and the tables
there in front of us.
And if she needs to do the bathroom on a Saturday, but there's no trash, there's nothing to deal with anything in the back or anywhere.
I want to run them both parallel. That's my opinion, but I'm going to vote out of five. I'm not, in the meantime, we could be talking to the lady, and you explain to her what we really need. She comes back with a price. She comes back with what I'm happy with. I will vote for her. This is not 100% in my mind right here, okay? Okay. I want to look at both options and come out in my mind what I think would be best for the library.
All right.
Well, and like I said, even if we say this is what we want to do, there's still hoops we've got to jump through to get this.
And we don't have to take any further either.
Right.
Okay.
We can either push it or leave it as is. But I'm the same way. I'd be if we can get a more reasonable. To me, $150 a week is just a steal.
More than what we need.
$100 I could live with, no problem.
I could even live with 120, 125. I mean, I just say,
although I will say, for what she has on that list, she actually has a lot of stuff on that list. We don't need it. I'm just saying the quote for what she
said she
would do. If
she would be here for probably 8 or 9 hours.
Yeah.
And that's
for everything that she says she's going to do. Yeah.
And then plus she's licensed and bonded and all that. That costs a lot more than just some.
And that was the main issue.
Could you, ladies of the library, make a concise list of exactly what you need and hand it to her, go over everything with her, and have her to give us another bid, please? That would be my suggestion.
I'd be glad to do that.
Thank you.
Any more discussion? Vote on tabling this. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Yep. Nope.
Opposed? Nay.
Nay. Nope. Nay. Us, we'll run in parallel.
I think parallel, because we can always we don't want to do this.
We can take one forward and stop one. We can run them both together. I mean, we it gives us two options.
So if we pass this, do you want to get it to the Quorum Court and let them start looking at it?
I want to.
Do you want to wait till we get?
I would like to get that done. No sense taking this further if this is going to be what we use.
But just have it ready to go.
Like I said,
if that doesn't work,
it's in the starting blocks, ready to go. We don't have to have another meeting to discuss and discuss this.
Okay. Motion to table failed. I would need a motion to bring it back up.
Motion to accept.
Seconded.
Any discussion? That's not a discussion. with no discussion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nay.
The ayes have that, so we will accept this as it is, run it concurrently with the advertisement if Quorum Court approves and we deem it necessary.
We have two options instead of one.
Okay.
Okay, it's time to...
But given how long it'll probably take Quorum Court to approve and for all of that to go through, we'll probably have hired a person by then if we can negotiate with them on price.
Right. And he's
and I think we're all in agreement to move forward with getting somebody here to clean.
Right. And give the library staff a break.
Yep.
As long as we can get them with what we consider and deem a reasonable, fee.
Based on the new cleaning schedule.
Yeah. Okay.
Next item is head librarian applications. For this, we will move into executive session.
For employment.
Huh?
I said for employment.
To talk anytime about
you're considering employment, we can move it in there. So.
Well, I was just saying, in our thing, it says we have to announce the topic.
Topic
of executive session. And if we don't, then we can...
Head librarian applications for employment. Which means, Ellen, it's good to see you. Pardon me?
Is there any point waiting until we get done? Because I'm not
concerned. I have. Would you like for me to... We probably won't take any action that I know of. If we do, it will be recorded on that. But if we narrow it down or whatever we do...
Executive session recorded?
No, the session will not be recorded, but when we come out, if we take a vote on anything, it will be recorded.
Okay.
On that.
Thank you.
Bye.
You guys know how to shut everything off. Okay.
Yeah, throw a two before across it.
There you go. You guys have a good night.
You okay, too.
Good night.
I have a key.
I do too.
Okay.
And a code.
Okay, is that turned off now? We got to close.
We'll turn it off when we start executive
session. We got to close the meeting officially? Or?
No.
Hi, this is Lexi, one of the members of staff here at the library. Unfortunately, we had some tech difficulties, so we lost the end of the meeting. So I'm just going to let you know what was said. The board narrowed it down to 4 applicants, and interviews will be held Monday the 16th. Basically, that was it, and then the meeting was adjourned. Thank you.